Today's moment in Lamed Gimel and we're 5 lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis Toshma, continuing to discuss whether Tzar Balechaim is a Din D'Oraisa or only the Rabbana. And the Gemara now is bringing different Toshmas back and forth to try to prove, but it's discussing it specifically in the context of Prika Uteina, which we've been learning, are mitzvahs in the Torah, that when you see your friend needs help with his animal, you have to help him. Prika specifically to help him unload his animal. You see his animal collapsing under this big load on top, so you got to help him unload the animal. Te'ina is to help him load it up and stand up the animal. That's te'ina. But as we saw, there's always less of a chiddush that you have to help by prika, because by prika there's always an added element of tzar balechaim. Prika is that you have to help him unload the animal because the animal is collapsing under. If the animal is collapsing under this big load, that's obviously tzar balechaim. So by prika there's always this added element of tzar balechaim. We tried to bring rise, but either way, the Gemara is continuing along in this theme, discussing Tzar Balechaim in the context of Prikutina. Tashma, I'll bring a raya from a Baraisa. Raya that Tzar Balechaim is not the Raisa. Why? Because the Baraisa says like this. What if you have a situation in front of you that you have a mitzvah of Prika and Teina in front of you? However, Oihev Lifraik Vesayna Litain. It's an Oihev that you have a mitzvah of Prika. So you see a friend that you love. He's a good friend. He's a chaver. And he needs help with Prika. He needs help unloading his animal. Vesayna Litain. But you have a Sine in front of you, someone you do not like so much. And he needs help loading up his animal. So which one do you go to first? So mitzvah b'sayne. The halacha is going to be that it's a mitzvah to help out your sayne, the one you hate, first before the ayev. Why could they look of his yitzhari? To overcome your yitzhar, because you have a yitzhar telling you not to. You hate this guy. So to work on your midas, you have a mitzvah to help him first. What's the raya? Because v'isok at tzar b'lachayim, the raya. If you're going to tell me the tzar b'lachayim is the raya, so which one is tzar b'lachayim? As we just said, prika is tzar b'lachayim, because the animal's collapsing under his load. And it's his ayev that needs help with the prika. So I would think for sure you do prika first. I work on your midas. I hear, may save that for another time. This guy has his animal, and he's your oyev, I hear, but in the end of the day, he's not your oyev, your oyev, you love him. But the point is that he needs help with prika. Prika is an added element of tzar b'lechaim, and we're still telling you to go to your sine? So, for sure you should help out your friend, the guy that you like, because his animal, there's an element of tzar b'lechaim over there. So it must be from the fact that we're saying that your avodas amidas overrules the tzar b'lechaim that's going on over here. It must be that tzar b'lechaim is not the raisa. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily, because afilu hachi gedei lakav v'sitzrei adif. I can tell you that even on the tzar, the tzar b'lechaim is the raisa, still to work on your midas and to help out the sine gedei lakav v'sitzrei, to go and work on your yitzhara and conquer your yitzhara, that's better. Even though tzar b'lechaim is the raisa, still go to help the sine out. Oh, go to help the person you don't like out, even though there's no tzar b'lechaim over there, and let his animal, the oyhev, hopefully he'll figure it out, and the animal's in pain, you're right, but you're going to help the sine first, kedei lakav v'sitzrei, that's still better, and it's not a raya because it's so important to be lakav v'sitzrei, even more than the raisa of tzar b'lechaim. Says Gemara Tashma, I'll try to bring you another raya. Sine shamru, the sine that we said. Now we're referring to, right now we're assuming we're referring to the sine in the Torah. Now again, in the context of Prikut Hayin, the Torah sometimes says sine, that when you see your friend, when you see your sine, the guy you hate, you see his donkey collapsing, you're supposed to help him. And the Torah talks about a sine. So Tashma, the Braisa, we're assuming right now is referring to the sine of the Torah, not the sine we just said in the Braisa. So sine shamru, sine Yisrael. Sine that we said you have to help. So it's a sine Yisrael. That's only if he's a yid. But not if he's a sine, you don't have a mitzvah to help his animal. Says the Gemara, what's the raya? Pretty obvious. Isa I amrit. Tzar b'lechaim d'oraisa. But if you're going to tell me tzar b'lechaim is d'oraisa, my sine Yisrael, my sine avidkam. What do you care if the animal belongs to a yid or belongs to a goy? In the end of the day, the animal's in pain. You got to help him out. Tzar b'lechaim d'oraisa. So it must be tzar b'lechaim is not d'oraisa. Says the Gemara, no, you understood the b'raisa wrong. Mi savet asayne dekrokoy. Did you assume that the b'raisa is talking about the sign of the pasuk? That the pasuk is telling you have to help your sign, and the b'raisa is coming to say only if it's a yid, but not if it's a goy. That's not what it's saying. Asayne in the masnisin koy. It's talking about the sign of the last b'raisa we just weren't learned. Meaning, in the case of oyhev lifrek v'sayne litain, that where do you have the halacha to help out your sayne first? Meaning, obviously, you always have to help the animal, because I'll just tell you that really tzar b'lechaim is d'oraisa. So even if it belongs to a guy, you're going to have to help him out. But what did the b'raisa mean over here? That it's only if it's a yid? That's referring to the last halacha. Meaning, where do you have to go for the sayne first before the ayhev? That's only if the sayne is a yid. But if the sayne is a yudi, then you don't have this halacha. You're going to go to the ayhev first. But in Hanami, you for sure still have to end up helping out. Says Gemara Tashma, I'll try to bring you another raya. Roivetz veloy ravtan. We learn, it says in the pasuk, by the way, ki sira chamor senach roivetz. So when you see the chamor of your enemy, roivetz, he's tachas masai, he's collapsing under his, he's crouching under his load, he can't handle it. So roivetz, we learn that when is the halacha that you have to help out? Roivetz, only when he's roivetz. It's happenstance. Right now he happens to be roivetz, but v'lay ravtzon, it's not something he always does. This isn't his derech to always be doing it. Roivetz, v'lay oimid. Additionally, only when he's roivetz, he's crouching under it, v'lay oimid. But not if he's standing up. There's not going to be a chiv to help out if He's standing up. Tachas Masai. What do we learn? That he's roivet Tachas Masai under his load. We learn from there. V'lei mefurek. Not if it's already off of him. If it's already off of him, then it's not going to be chiyuv. The Gemara is going to ask, what are you talking about exactly? If it's already off of him, obviously there's no prika because prika is to take it off of him. So what is there? Tina. Why wouldn't there be tina? That's daraisa to help him load it up. Why not? But either way, Tachas Masai. What do we learn out of Tachas Masai? Masi sheyachol amid boy. That you're only going to be chayav to help if the owner put on him a masi sheyachol amid boy. Normal weight. He put on a normal load. But if he put on an extra heavy load that this animal never had any shot, then the owner was Pasha and you're not chayav to help with this animal. Says the Gemara, okay, what do we see from here? But if you're going to tell me the chayav, then what do I care? What do I care how he did it? What exactly the situation is? Mali Ravitz, Mali Ravtsan, Mali Oimid. What do I care if he's crouching this one time or he always crouches? What do I care if he's standing? The point is he's struggling and you need to help him out because there's Tzar B'Lachayim. So it must be that there's these exclusions. It must be that Tzar B'Lachayim is not the Raisa. And so the Gemara, Hamani, who's this Bracer Besaglili? This Bracer is Besaglili. There is a sheet that holds Tzar B'Lachayim is not the Raisa. And this would be going according to the Besaglili. The Amar Tzar B'Lachayim, the Rabbanan. That's only the Rabbanan. As we saw in our Mishnah, that where Besaglili said, Revitz Tachas Masai, literally said that. And by the way, that's like what the Gemara says right now, that it makes a lot of sense. Hachanam Estabra. It makes sense that this Bracer is because the Tani Tachas Masai, because it literally said the sheet of Rebbe Segalili. How do we know Rebbe Segalili holds that Tzar B'Lachayim is only the Rabbanon? Because Rebbe Segalili says that if the owner loaded it up way too much, Tachas Masai, extra heavy load, this animal never had any chance, you don't have to help him out. So that's how we know Rebbe Segalili holds that Tzar B'Lachayim is only the Rabbanon. Because if it was Daraisa, you should have to help him anyway. Who cares that he was, and he did this, and he shouldn't have done it. The point is that that's how we know basically holds that. And from the fact that Bryce literally said that, so it makes a lot of sense. This is basically, Hochanam Mistabr, the Ketani Tachs Masai, Matsu Shechel Amid Bay, Matsu Amadei Desle Hasvara. Who's the one that has this Shita, that if he loaded up too much and it's his problem, you don't have to help him? Basically, it's basically, Shmamina, that this Bryce is basically, so it's not a Raya to generally the Fida Chachanim. And the fear of everyone else, whether Tzar B'Lachayim would be the Raisa or the Rabban. It says the Gemara, we must smoke with liquor, basically. Can you really establish this price as a basically? The Valkatani Seif, within the Seif, say, Tachas Masai, Velay Meforek. That if it's Revitz Tachas Masai, the Pasuk says, if it's under its load, Velay Meforek. That only teaches me you have a Chiyuv to help him when he's struggling under his load, but not if it's already off. Says the Gemara, okay, but let's understand this. My Lemeforek, what does it mean that you don't have a Chiyuv to help him if it's already off, if it's already Meforek? Ile Meforek Klal, if you want to tell me that if it's already off the load, you don't have a Chiyuv to help him at all. Meaning if he needs help, Lechura, if it's off, then what would he need help with? Probably loading it up. So you don't have any chiyuv. Klal, that's what the Braisa means. You don't have any chiyuv to help him load it up. Says Gemara, why not? That's a mitzvah daras of Te'ina. I hear it's not Prig, but it's Te'ina. Hoksiv, the Pasuk says, Hokim Tokim Imoy, which is the chiyuv of Te'ina, to help him load it up. So Elipshita, so obviously. What does it mean? It doesn't mean that, because you would have a chiyuv of Te'ina. So Elipshita, obviously, Lemifurik Bechinam, Elibeschar. It's coming to teach you that you don't have to do it for free, but you do have to do it, and you could still demand payment, meaning you have the right to demand payment, but you still have to help him. So that must be pshat over here, and therefore man shamit le isle hasvara. Who is the one that has that svara that by te'ino you're allowed to charge for it? Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan, as we learned. And therefore, how can you tell me the Bais is Rebbe Segalili if the Seifa seems to be the Rabbanan? Says the Gemara, I'm Rebbe Segalili. I can tell you that really it's Rebbe Segalili with Te'ina, something like Rabbanan. It's not sure, because I can tell you that by Te'ina, the fact that you could charge for Te'ina, for helping him, even though you have a Chiyuv to help him, you could still charge for your time, that is like the Rabbanan. He would hold like the Rabbanan, meaning Rebbe Segalili would have his own Shitas, but as it relates to charging by Te'ina, he would hold like the Rabbanan that you're able to. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we have a Bais, Kisire. Yochol Afilim Rachoik. So the Pasuk says, Kisire Chamarach Sanacha, Roivit Sachas Masai. When you have a Chiyuv of Prika, you have a chiyuv when you see your friend's chamor. Revis Tachas Masai, he's collapsing and he's crouching under his masit, too heavy for him. So what does kisira mean when you see him? So I would think, as soon as you see him, meaning even if you see him really far, what if you see him really far away? Do you have a chiyuv right away to make sure you get there by any means necessary and help him now? Because now you have the mitzvah d'araisa. Tan Rabbanan, this is what we learned. Kisira, so it says kisira. Yochel afilu mirachok. I would think even if you're really far away, you have a chiyuv now because you saw him. Tamal Nomer, the Pasuk says kisivka. It also says in another context, kisivka, to read the Pasuk, shor yivcha oichamoyroi toye hashiv tishivenulev. This is in the context of Hashavah Saveda, but these halachas are all learned out from each other. So it says kisivka. You have to mamish bump into him. So which one is it? So kisivka, if it says kisivka, yochel begia mamish. I would think you mamish have to bump into him physically in order to be chayv in the mitzvah. Tamal Nomer, the Pasuk says kisira. But then it said last time, as we saw, Kisira, you only have to see him. So what do we learn? So obviously it has to be a combination of both of them, somewhere in between. So what's considered a re'iyah? She'yesh b'pgiyah, meaning it's a re'iyah, but it's considered getting there and bumping into him at p'giyah. So she'yach ha'cham, the chacham decided, echad mishem v'mechza b'mil. It means close enough, meaning you didn't physically bump into him, but you're not super far either. How far is it? The chacham gave a shir of echad mishem v'mechza b'mil. One out of 7.5 of a mil. Vizehu ris, and that's the shear that's called the ris. And once you see him and you're within that ris, then you're going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of prikutina. Tana, we have another braisa. Umidad de imoy ad parsa. Even after you help him, you can't just leave right away. You have to actually walk with him a little bit. You could go with him and make sure like he's good to go. You have to lead him off a little bit. You have to be milav him ad parsa. You have to walk with him a full parsa because this might happen again. You stood him up now, but it might not have been good and he's going to fall down in a second. And therefore, you actually have to wait it out with him ad parsa. Amar Amrachana, Amrachana says, v'nei taschar. And on that you're going to go with him, you're actually allowed to charge for that. Meaning you have to go ad parsa, but you're allowed to charge for that as well. Says the next Mishnah. Avedos of Avedis Aviv, classic Mishnah. Someone who lost an Aveda and his father lost an Aveda. And this person found both Avedas. He sees and he has the opportunity to take one of them, meaning he couldn't take both Avedas. So which one comes first? Does he save his own Aveda or does he save his father's Aveda? And says the Mishnah, Avedos Lekademis Alacho is that his Aveda comes first. He looks out for himself beforehand. Avedos of Avedis Rabbi, what about his Aveda versus his Rebbe's? Shalei Kainim, again, he looks out for himself before his Rebbe as well. Avedas Aviv Avedas Rabbi, what about his father versus his Rebbe? His father's an Aveda? His Rebbe has an Aveda. He has the opportunity to take one of them. So who does he help out? Shalei Rabbi Kademis. He helps his Rebbe first. And the reason is, says the Mishnah, because his father is responsible for bringing him into Olam Hazeh, but his Rebbe who taught him Chachma, we're going to see in the Gemara what the definition of that is, he's responsible for bringing him to Olam Haba, and therefore his Rebbe is more Chacham and he's going to come first. However, if his father is a Chacham, then his father comes first, even before his Rebbe, because his father acts as two things, both his father and his Rebbe. So that definitely overpowers just Rebbe, and therefore he's shel aviv kedemes. What about how you aviv rabbi noisin masle? What if his father and his Rebbe were both carrying something heavy and they needed help? Who does he help first? Meniachas shel rabbi, rachach meniachas shel aviv. So again, he helps his Rebbe before his father for the same reason. And also, the Mishnah ends off that how you aviv rabbi b'sashevi. If his father and his Rebbe were both in jail, who's he poida first? If he has the opportunity of pidin shmuim to be poida one of them first, so poida his rabbi, rachach meniachas aviv. He is poida his Rebbe first and then his father. Vim aviv chacham, but if his father was also a chacham, then paides aviv the acher kach paides rabbi. Then first he's paides father, and only after that his rabbi. Zok the gemara mina ani mili. How do we know this? That the first thing we said in the Mishnah, that if you have an Aveda and your father has an Aveda, you should look out for yourself first. How do we know that? Says the gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Amar Krata pasuk says, which, as Rashi told us earlier, the Torah is telling you, don't bring yourself to poverty. Rashi says right here also, be careful from becoming poor. And therefore, we learn that your Aveda comes before everyone else, even your father's, because you have a mitzvah in the Torah, which, by the way, Pashup Shah is a avtacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael is not going to be ani. But we're learning it up that the Torah is telling you, make sure not to become an ani, and do whatever you can not to become an ani. Be careful with your things. And therefore, if you lose an Aveda, your Aveda is going to come first. From Rida Marav. Rida Marav continued though. Even though we have a pasuk right here, and the pasuk is telling you, make sure you take care of your things, even on the expense of other people's, meaning take care of your things before other people's. If you're going to be too makbid, if you're so makbid on Eves Kilei Bechaevian that you don't help anyone else out because you're always concerned about your own items, your own nechasim, then Seif Bali Dekach, you're actually going to come to Eves Kilei Bechaevian. You're going to become that Evian. So make sure you take this in the right doses, and for sure, don't. Be careful from becoming a nani. And tzaddikim love their money, as the Gemara says. But the point is that don't take this extra far, and you still got to do chesed im habrius, zok de gemara weiter. We saw in the Mishnah, if his father and his Rebbe were both carrying a big load, and they both needed help, the chulus, what do we say? Help the Rebbe, and then help the father. So again, now we're going to discuss what the definition of your Rebbe is. So it's not so clear what is considered a Rebbe. So we have a braisa, Rabish Amr, the Rebbe that we're talking about that comes before the father, Rabish Lim de Chachma. That's talking about a Rebbe that taught him Chachma. Chachma, Rashi says, Rabbi Shlomo de Chachma is Svaras Tamei Mishnah, meaning the reasons and the Svaras of the Mishnah. Meaning, make sure you understand the different steers. We would call that basically Gemara. Rashi says in the end, Vehu Nikra Gemara. That's what we know as Gemara. It's figuring out all the Svaras in the Mishnah. So basically, your Rebbe who taught you Gemara, that's considered the Rebbe that comes before your father. Veloi Rabbi Shlomo de Mikra Mishnah, but not the Rebbe who taught you Mikra, Tanakh, and Mishnah, just Stam Mishnayis. Meaning, the Rebbe that taught you Gemara, that is Divrei Remeir, that's Shitas Remeir, that what's your Rebbe that comes before your father? The Rebbe that taught you Gemara, and Gemara specifically, Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Yehuda says, not just that. Anyone who rive of your chachma in Torah comes from that Rebbe, that's considered a Rebbe. Whatever you know, however much you know, if your rive of your chachma comes from that Rebbe, that one person, he's considered your Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbi Yossi Chaylik, and he says, Afilu lo yeheir einav ela b'mishnachas. Even if this one person was meir your einayim, he taught you one thing, one mishnah, and he taught you pshat in one mishnah zeh rabbi. He's considered rabbi, and he would come before your father. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Ki goyin rav schayr. You want to know an example of what Rabbi Yossi just said, that even if this one person gave you one pshat in a mishnah one time, he comes before your father. So obviously, if your father also gave you that pshat, then he would come before this person. But you want to know where Rabbi Yossi is telling you that this person has the din of your Rebbe that would come before your father, even if he taught you one thing? I'll give an example. Like Rav Schaira, the Azbaran that he explained to me. Rav Schaira says, Rabbi, explain to me what a Zuama Listerin is. A Zuama Listerin is some type of big spoon that would scoop up the extra foam on top of the the food. The point is that it's negeder for halachas, and he explained to me what that is. He explained to me this one pshat in my mishnah that said this, and he's considered my rebbe because of that. Says the gemara along that note, Shmuel kora money aleihum rabbanan de asbere echad yoyer the amas hashechi veechad pesach kivan. Shmuel tore kriya on one of the chachamim because this person once gave Shmuel a pshat in a mishnah. One time he taught him pshat in the mishnah that says echad yoyer the amas hashechi veechad pesach kivan. This is talking about how the kohen used to open the doors in the heichal, and one of the keys he used to echad yoyer the amas hashechi. The pshat is that he used to stick his arm all the way in amas hashechi, all the way the whole entire arm until the shechi, until the armpit. He was used to stick his hand all the way in so far. That's how you would open the door. It was a much bigger tircha. But the second key, the echad, the other, whatever the metzias was over there, the other one, pesach kivan, he would open right away. So basically, one of the keys, he would have to stick his hand all the way deep into the hole, up until the base of shafi, up until the armpit. And that's how you would open the door with the key. And the other one, pesach kivan, would open right away. But either way, this person gave Shmuel that pshat in the mishnah. And because of that, one mishnah that this person taught Shmuel tore kriya, as if this person was his Rebbe. Says Gemara, because he was. He held that he was. Amar Ula said, Tamid HaChamish B'Bavel, Oim Dim Zeh Mipnei Zeh. Tamid HaChamim B'Bavel, they stand up for each other. They sit in the base medrash. They ask each other, Kashas Terutzim, they're handling all day, and they're learning together, and they stand up for each other because of the Kavod. The Karin Zelza, and they tear Kriya when one of them dies for each other, because they each consider each other Rebbeim. They all learn from each other. Linyan Aveda B'Makam Avim, however, Legame Des Halacha, that if you find an Aveda, you would return it to your Rebbe. Meaning, if you find either you have an option to return an aveda to your Rebbe or to your father who comes first. So the fact that we said your Rebbe comes first, ein on chayzer el rabbi muvik. The only time they apply this halacha that you're going to give it to the Rebbe first, you're going to care for the Rebbe's aveda before your father's, they only do that by Rebbe muvik. So legabe other things, legabe standing for each other, and legabe kriya, they do consider each other their Rebbe. But legabe returning, meaning watching out for the Rebbe's aveda before even their own father, that they only hold el rabbi muvik when the person is actually their Rebbe muvik, like Shitas Rebbe Yehuda, as we saw, Rav Chachmasa Yevuchul. Sounds like Rav Chizda was asking Rav Huna the following. Now, important, Rav Chizda was a Talmud of Rav Huna. So Rav Chizda asks Rav Huna, who was his Rebbe, Talmud of Tarach Rabbi Mai. What about if someone has a Talmud, but the Rav needs that Talmud? Meaning it's really a two-way relationship, that he's clearly the Rav and he's the Talmud, but the Rav still needs the Talmud. So Mai, what's going to be the halach over here? Is the Rebbe still considered 100% of a Rebbe that his Aveda would come before this person's father, or no? Or we're going to say, since he's somewhat dependent on this Talmud, so it's not that level of Rebbe that it's going to come before this Talmud's father? Says the Gemara, Amar Leh. So Rav Huna answers back to Rav Chizda. Rav Huna assumed, Rav Huna was the Rebbe, he assumed that my Talmud, Rav Chizda, is asking me this because he probably believes that this is the situation between us two, that I need him. So he answered him, Chizda, take it easy, I don't need you. You need me. And two ways to read this Gemara now. You need me, Adarban Shnid. You need me even for 40 years. That's how Rabbeinu Hanan explains the gear. So you can put the comma. We'll see in a second the second way. But the point is, he says, Atzri Chasli Adarban Shnid. You need me for 40 years. Because we learned that it takes a person, takes a Talmud 40 years till he's Oymid al Das Rabbi. That's Rabbeinu Hanan. The Marsha reads this Gemara. I don't need you. Atzri Chasli, you need me. And the Adarban Shnid is going on the next Gemara. Then Adarban Shnid Ikbadi Adadi. That they were makbid on each other because they felt that because of this exchange, so Rav Chizda didn't like what Rav Huna said, or Rav Huna didn't like how Rav Chizda answered it, and for 40 years they were makbid on each other, but like, they didn't visit each other for 40 years. According to the first way, by the way, it would just be for a little bit of time, meaning, you need me for 40 years, and the Gemara says, that they didn't go visit each other, but it wasn't necessarily for 40 years. And by the way, Lefi the Marsha's way of reading the Gemara, that it was for 40 years that they didn't visit each other, he says that's Alpi, what we learned in Sanhedrin, that anyone who's Mehar Acharabai, anyone who thinks bad about his Rebbe, he thinks something not nice. It's as if he's thinking something like that against the Shechina. And therefore, once Klal Yisrael, when they went against Shekhinah, they went against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they were Nezufim in the Midbar, the Marshal says, for 40 years. Why? Because they were Mehara after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're Mehara after your Rebbe, and it's considered that, that's the number over here for 40 years that they didn't, that they were Machbet. But either way, fasted 40 Tanias Mishim the Cholash Daitid Ravuna, because he was Machlish as the Das of Ravuna. He made Ravuna feel bad. So he didn't want to do that. He didn't mean to do that with the Shiloh, but the point is he fasted for 40 days because he felt that way. And Yosef, Ravuna Arba and Tanias Mishim the Chajdin Ravchizda. Ravuna also fasted for 40 Tanias because he was Chayshin Ravchizda, that Ravchizda Kilu said something like he was being Mizalzal in his comments. Says Gemara Itmar, was said about like this. Rabbi Yitzmar Yosef Amar Bechanan, Allah Karbina. Yosef says in the name of Bechanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that what, Legabe, who's considered your Rebbe, that he's going to come before your father? So Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda said that only if he's your Rebbe Muvak, that Rav of your Chachma is from that Rebbe. So Rabbi Yehuda basically said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that he has to be your Rebbe Muvak, that most of Chachmasa, Rav Chachmasa is from that Rebbe. Rav Huna, Rav Sheish is the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, even if he taught you one thing, Shalom, one Mishnah, he's considered your Rebbe. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda really say that? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, say the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah, Utnan, and in our Mishnah, we learned that it's Rabbi Shalem de Chachma. The whole Machlekes of here was an embrace that we brought, but in our Mishnah, what did it say? Rabbi Shalem de Chachma. So that sounds very much like our mayor who holds that as long as he taught him Chachma, he taught him Gemara. So how could you tell me he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that says Rabbi Muvak means Rav Chachma? It says Gemara, my Chachma. What does Chachma mean? Rav Chachma. And Achanami, touch it up into Rabbi Yehuda. It means Rav Chachma. It says Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan Abayso. Ha Iskim Amikra, Mina Meina Mina. Someone who's Isik by Mikra, meaning someone who spends most of his time learning Tanakh, Mina Meina Mina. It's Amida, it's a good thing, but it's also not such a good thing because he's not going to learn Gemara, which is the Iker, as the Gemara is about to say. B'mishnah, if he learns Mishnah, Mida, B'netan L'Skar. So it's a good thing, and he's even going to get Skar for it because it's better. Gemara, if he learns Gemara, which is all the Svaras and the reasons in the Mishnah, and chopping all the Machlekesim, in the Chamida G'dal Mizu. There's no Mida better than that. That's the greatest thing. But you should always run to the Mishnah, Yosim and Gemara, more than Gemara. So the greatest thing is to learn Gemara, says the Baraisa, but you should always run to the Mishnah more to learn more Mishnah, says the Gemara. You said Gemara is the greatest midah. But other Amrit and right in Teichidei Dibur, he said, you should learn more Mishnah than Gemara. How do you understand this? Amr Bechan, Rechanan explains that this was taught over in the days of Rebbe. And Rashi says the whole background that in the times of Rebbe, before Rebbe, we know Misharabu Amachleikas, Beishamai Bishilal, and Nasa Torah Kishtei Torah, the Gemara says elsewhere, that there was a big Machleikas in Klal Yisrael, especially how to learn and in Halacha, Beishamai versus Beis Hillel, and before Rebbe was Mesader everything, we know Rebbe was Mesader in the Mishnayos, but Rebbe put his life's work to be Mesader in the Mishnayos. What does that mean? To take all the Shmuas that everyone heard from the Rabbeim, compile them into Sdarim, as we know in Zerayim, Mai, Nashim, Nezikim, Kachim, Taris, so he compiled it into that based off the topic. Rebbe was Mesader. Rebbe put his life's work to be Mesader, all this, all the Shmuas that everyone had from the Rabbanim, they very much were machadid, what to keep, what not to keep, what's right, what's from who, and Rebbe was Mesader. So in the times of Rebbe, that this was his life's work, Shav Kukulei Al Masnisin, Vazlu Basar Gemara. So it was everyone's avoid, everyone was helping out over here, and everyone was left alone in the Mishnah, and they were mainly being Isaac in the Gemara, meaning how to understand why everyone said what they said, and the Svaras of the Dinim, and the different things. But then Rebbe realized that if everyone's going to really go to the Gemara all the time, then Hadar Darshlu, Ulaidim have Eretz LeMishnah Yasim in the Gemara. Rebbe said, you know, you should always run to Mishnah before Gemara, because if everyone's going to be involved in Gemara, then Rebbe thought maybe the Mishnahs are going to be forgotten. You might lose the basics, and you might forget, you know, you might learn the Ritva before you learn Pshat in the Gemara, and you're not going to chop it. It's the same reason. You're going to learn the Gemara, and you're going to be too busy with it. You're going to forget who said Chayiv, who said Kasher, who said Pasul, who said Mutter. You're not going to know the Pashat Pshat in the Mishnah, and therefore, you always get the basics. Once you know the Mishnayos, then for sure, Gemara is a very good thing. Could be even better, as the Gemara said. But make sure you get that Mishnayos very clear, and that's when Rabbi said, make sure you have those Mishnahs clear, and only then proceed to the Gemara. Says Gemara, my Darish. What drush did the Rabbi learn at the beginning that he said Gemara is mamish the best? So, kiddarsh Rabbi Yudabari B'loi. Same way Rabbi Yudabari B'loi. Darshan that my Nechsev, what's Pshan the Pasuk? That Hagid Le'ami Pisham Ulebes Yaakov Chatasim. Tell my nation their Pesha, and Beis Yaakov their Chatas. Now, we know Chet is something that that you do by accident, and a Pesha is something that you did on purpose. So, Hagid Le'ami Pisham. Hagid Lami Pisham is referring to Tamid Chachamim, that even if they do something b'shoygeg, it's as if they did it bemazed. Why? Because they should have learned, and they should have learned better, and they shouldn't have done it. Well, the base yakov chatasam, what's that referring to? In Ame Aretz, that's referring to Ame Aretz. She's dinus nasim kishkagus. The Ame Aretz, since they don't know anything, so even if they did something bemazed, they didn't necessarily know it's aser, and therefore it's considered b'shaygig. But either way, this is where we see that to learn Gemara is obviously how you circumvent this, and you stay klar in what's mutter and what's aser, and if you learn Gemara, then you're going to know exactly what to do, and that's why you're not going to be a Talmud Chacham that his shkogas chas v'sham ends up to zdainis, because you should have known better, because you will know better. If you learn everything, you're going to know everything, and therefore you're not going to do avir. Says Gemara, and that's pshat in the Mishnah. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Yehuda says, have a zayir b'Talmud. Be very careful when you learn with Talmud. What's Talmud explaining the Mishnayis? Be very careful with how you learn pshat in the Mishnayis and the reasons of the Mishnayis. Sheshigigas Talmud, because a mistake in pshat in the Mishnah oil zadin could be, it could come out like you did something amazing because you weren't careful enough, and therefore you touch something mutter as aser, aser as mutter, and you're going to come out that really that's going to be considered amazing because shigigas talmud is oile zadon. It's very chomer, so you have to be very careful in how you actually come out with a halacha. Make sure it's accurate. Darav shemiyu de berbilai. Miyu de berbilai dashin. Maidach said, what's pshat on the pasuk? Shemu devar Hashem. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says Shimu Devar Hashem, and we're going to quote different parts of the pasuk. So just to read the full thing, Shimu Devar Hashem Acharidim Al Devaray Amru Achichem Sanachem In Adichem Leman Shemich Bad Hashem Vinireb Simchaschem Mehim Yivoshu. So Acharidim El Devaray Elu Tamid Chacham. The Charedim El Devaray, the people who are Charedim Devar Hashem. That's referring to the Tamid Chachamim. Amru that do that they're hard to the Hashem. They learn b'charedus, the tamei halachos and the reasons for everything in the Gemara, and they know what they're doing. Says Gemara, amru achichem. Next part of the pasuk, eidu by the mikra. That's referring to the people who just learn Torah. They just learn Tanakh, so they don't necessarily know the dinim and the halachos. Sainechem, your enemies. So what's that referring to? Eidu bali mishnah. That's the bali mishnah. The people who just learn Mishnayis, not Gemara. Why? Because the ones who learn Gemara always tell the bali mishnayis that you don't know what you're talking about. You can't paskin out of a mishnah. And the Gemara says elsewhere that someone who just learns mishnah is considered mevali oilim, a destroyer of the world, because they're meira halachos. They say halachos from the mishnah. You think you know the mishnah? Machlekes is chayev. Chayev potter, aser, mutter, and you think you're going to be able to paskin based off that. We know it's not that pasha. There's always more than the Mishnah. And therefore, the Bali Gemara always telling the Bali Mishnah is in that, and therefore they hate them. So, Sanechem, Ela Bali Mishnah. Minadechem, Miloshin. Nida, Milosh Nida Elo Amaretz. That's referring to the Ame Aretz that hate the Tamidei Chachamim. Ame Aretz, we know Rabbi Kiva used to bite him like a donkey. He said, if I would have saw Tamid Chachamim, I was Ame Aretz. Ame Aretz hate the Tamidei Chachamim. Shem Atamer Pasak Sivarum Vatal Sikoim, says the Gemara. Maybe you'll tell me that these groups of Klal Yisrael that are not necessarily the Tamidei Chachamim, maybe Pasak Sivarum Vatal Sikoim, maybe they lost hope and they don't have any hope, meaning going on the end of the Pasak that it says that Venerbis and Chaschem Ehemi Vaishu, that they're going to see in the Yeshua, they're going to see in the Simcha, the Asadavai, but they're going to see in the Simcha one day. So maybe you're going to tell me that applies to only the Talmid Chacham, but not to the other ones, not to the Bali Mikra, not to the Bali Mishnah, because they're not Talmid Chacham, so maybe that doesn't apply to them. Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, V'nerabis Simchaschem. No, it does apply to them. We're talking about all of them. V'nerabis Simchaschem, they're going to see. It doesn't say V'ere, Loshen Yachid. V'nere, meaning they're all going to see it. All these different groups of Klal are going to see Bismchastem, says Gemara, okay, Hashem Atamar Yisrael Yevoshu. Maybe you're going to tell me that maybe they'll be happy, but Yisrael Yevoshu. But as the Pasuk said, V'nir Bismchastem V'hem Yevoshu, that they're still going to be embarrassed a little bit, says Gemara, Talmud Lamer, V'hem Yevoshu. This is V'hem Yevoshu, not Klal Yisrael. They have the Kavim, the ones that's going to be embarrassed. So Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, even the other ones, Yismachu, they're going to be Bismcha, as the Pasuk said. And on that note, Hadran Allah Perik Elu Mitzias.